I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The saga continues today for more than 1,000 passengers stranded on the cruise ship that went adrift in the Indian Ocean. The Costa Allegra is slowly being towed now to the Seychelles. The luxury liner had a fire in its engine room yesterday. It was left adrift in a part of the ocean where pirates are prevalent. The Costa Allegra is part of the same Italy-based fleet of cruise liners as the Costa Concordia. You might recall that the Costa Concordia was the ship that ran aground last month in Italy. That left more than 30 passengers dead or missing. British dancer Rebecca Thomas is now on board the Costa Allegra. Joining us from Sutton Coalfield in England is her mother, Jean Thomas. Jane, what do you know of what's happening on board the ship right now?
It was very hot on the ship last night. They all slept out underneath the stars. Apparently, the captain gave permission for passengers to sleep out on deck, which isn't normally allowed because the cabins were so very, very hot. And so that's where the majority of people slept. The passageways are too dark, really, at night to be navigating in the ship without any light. So it was safer for people to sleep out on the top deck.
Ms. Thomas, this must be a bit of a double take for you because we know that your son James is also a dancer and he was on the Costa Concordia, the ship that ran aground last month. Tell us what happened to him.
He did manage to get away on a lifeboat. Not the first time the lifeboat left the ship. It left full of passengers that James had assisted onto that lifeboat.
Is he okay?
He is okay. I don't think he'll go back on the cruise ship again.
You were on both liners not too long ago, right?
Yes, we sailed on the Allegra in October, and then we sailed on the Concordia in December.
To see both your kids dancing?
Yes. It's a long time for them to be away, so we decided we would pay them both a visit in the middle of their contracts.
Your daughter, when you do hear from her, and there's no reason to believe right now anybody's in danger, but I wonder when you hear from her if you're going to ask her to do what your son James has done, and that is give up the business.
No, Rebecca will make her own decision on that. If she does go back on ship, we would be more than confident to go and visit again.
How come?
Because if a plane crashes, you wouldn't not fly ever again. So my feeling is that, yes, the Allegra has got into difficulty, but it hasn't got into the difficulties that the Concordia got into. All the safety precautions that Costa had taken actually worked, so that is a plus and a positive, and lessons will be learned from both incidents.
Thank you for taking the time to speak to us, Jane Thomas in Sutton Coalfield, England. Her daughter Rebecca Thomas is part of the crew aboard the disabled cruise liner, the Costa Allegra, and her son James was a crew member on the Costa Concordia, which ran aground in Italy last month. We wish you the best, obviously for both your children, too. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you very much.